Monster.com, the online job search company, has adopted a new policy that has angered many Iranian Americans. Monster.com removed Iran and six other countries from a list of nations that job seekers can mention in key places on the company's website. Iranian Americans complain that the policy discriminates against them. In response, the company has made some changes. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Earlier this month, Doki Fasihian received an email from Monster.com. It was sent to everyone who had a resume posted on the company's website that listed any of seven countries under categories indicating where a person lived, was educated, or wanted to work. The seven countries are Cuba, Syria, Iraq, Libya, Myanmar, North Korea, Sudan, and Iran, nations with which, under federal law, it's illegal for American companies to do business. The email said in order to comply with federal regulations, Monster.com was altering resumes to remove the names of the countries from those fields. That got Fasihian's attention. She's an Iranian-American and an Iran specialist.
In fact, I have the word Iran on my resume 35 times.
Fasihian also works as a legislative analyst for the National Iranian American Council. She says Monster.com's policy change potentially would have a big impact on Iranian Americans and others with an interest in Iran or any of the other six sanctioned countries.
For me, that means I can't use Monster.com to go to Iran, do research in Iran, work for an international organization in Iran. So it's hindering my career development, I think.
Monster.com said the change was the result of a routine review of company policies to make sure they comply with federal and state law. A spokesman for the Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, says the department didn't ask Monster.com to make the changes, but that it believes the company has interpreted the law correctly. Donna Gilmet is Monster.com's Director of Legal Affairs.
We're trying to prevent new accounts from being created by users who are resident in one of the sanctioned countries, which we have been told by OFAC is prohibited. We're also trying to prevent seekers from requesting information on jobs in one of the sanctioned countries because we can't allow U.S. corporations to post them.
Because of technical reasons, Monster.com said at first its policy change forced it to remove the names of the seven sanctioned countries, not just from the candidate information and target location fields, but also from the education field. The National Iranian American Council says 13,000 people have written Monster.com protesting its policy. The company now says it will allow job seekers to list Iran and the six other sanctioned countries as the places where they were educated. Kamran Amjadi, an Iranian American who is CEO of eCentives, an online marketing company, calls this a great first step, but still questions the policy's fairness and wisdom.
You know, I think the impact of it on Iranian Americans is we're being singled out, whether or not it's for being able to recruit, Iranians from Iran to come work in the States. I still believe that that's a State Department decision to give those guys a visa. As a matter of fact, why not hire all the best brains and bring them out here?
Monster.com's Gilmet says she believes other Internet-based companies that want to be sure they comply with the law will also have to address the issue. Greg Allen, NPR News.